A growing rift over weapons to Israel. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden's vow to hold back more weapons from Israel if it launches a full-scale invasion of Rafah is drawing strong Republican criticism. Senator Tom Cotton says the president is playing into Hamas's hands.
Hamas wins if it survives in Rafah. And Joe Biden has threatened to withhold weapons from Israel for fighting in Rafah. Therefore, Joe Biden objectively favors a Hamas victory over Israel.
The White House, however, sees it the opposite way. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
Any kind of major Rafah ground operation would actually strengthen Hamas's hands.
On Friday, the UN General Assembly may vote on a resolution to grant new rights and privileges to Palestinians and call on the Security Council to reconsider a request to make the non-country of Palestine the 194th member of the UN. As the November election nears, 15 House Democrats from vulnerable districts are calling on President Biden to take action on illegal immigration.
The Democrats are taking a page from the GOP playbook, demanding executive action. This move allows some Democrats to build a firewall between themselves and an unpopular president ahead of the election.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Former President Trump spoke to reporters Thursday after his hush money trial, again blasting the judge for denying him a mistrial over Stormy Daniels' explicit sex testimony.
We are so innocent. There's never been anything like it. Read every single analyst, legal analyst. I'm innocent.
Judge Juan Merchan said he left in Daniels' testimony because Trump denies he had sex with Daniels, and the jury must decide what's true. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people in Tennessee are picking through the pieces after several tornadoes tore through the state.
Governor Bill Lee toured some of the areas hardest hit by what the National Weather Service says was an EF3 strength tornado with winds in excess of 135 miles an hour. As many as 100 homes were damaged, about 40 were destroyed. Governor Lee saying,
"This community's stepping up like Tennesseans always do. They're taking care of their neighbors, and the professionals that are supposed to step in are stepping in when they need to. So it's heartbreaking. And hopeful at the same time."
The director of the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency says they are still assessing what disaster assistance may be available. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Two climbers reported missing this week on California's towering Mount Whitney are found dead. No names released. A judge hands down a long prison sentence for a man from Maine who used a machete to attack NYPD officers on New Year's Eve 2022.
Trevor Bickford was sentenced to 27 years behind bars for the attack on three officers. Judge P. Kevin Castell said Bickford told mental health professionals weeks prior to the attack that he had planned to do it, indicating it could have been prevented. NYPD officers were in the courtroom as the sentence was handed down. The officers Bickford attacked spoke in court, saying they continue to have physical and emotional issues. Bickford also spoke, apologizing and blaming mental illness for his actions. As part of his sentence, Bickford will have his internet usage and other actions monitored after he's released. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And former NBA player Glenn Big Daddy Davis gets 40 months in prison for defrauding the league's health care plan. The judge could have given him up to 20 years. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.